Okay, today is Daf Yud Tes. We're on Daf Yud Tes at the new Perek. So, here we go. So, we've been discussing people that make Erech vows, right? Erech vow, again, is a vow that's based on the age and gender of a person, and it's set by the Torah. It doesn't make a difference on the value of the person, per se, but it's a specific number based on age and gender. So, HaOmer, if someone says a funny thing, someone says, Mishkalei Alai, I'm going to give my weight. What does that mean? No, say Mishkalo, so he gives his weight. Now, whatever that means, what does that mean? I weigh 150 pounds, so I'm going to give $150? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So the Shita of Gebetza says, I think something which is the opposite of what we say today, is he says that, well, when do you weigh yourself? Because you weigh different things in the morning and at night, right? So we always assume today that you weigh less in the morning.
Right,
because after over the night you weigh less in the morning. He says that yesh chiluk b'mishkal adam baboker kodem achilaso before you eat in the morning. Sheim she'az who covered yoser, you heavier. Lebei mishkal lo achar mikan. Then you weigh yourself after that. I don't know what that means. But the point is that I guess so. Therefore, he says it depends when you said it. If you said based on what I am at the morning, then whatever the morning weight is. At night, whatever the night weight is. The point is, it could be even different, even on the same day. It could be a 2 to 3 pound change over the course of a day. Fine. Im kesef, kesef. If you said, I'm going to give my weight in kesef, you have to give kesef. Im zav, zav. If you said, I'm going to give my weight in silver, in gold or silver, you have to give it in silver or gold, kesef or zav, whatever you said. Mai said there was a story, be ima shayam.
Guy says I'm going to give my weight in silver. He's got to give it in silver. What is that telling you? If I say I'm going to give my weight in silver, he has to give it in silver.
Gemara's going to answer that question. It's fine. It's a good question. The Gemara's going to answer that question. The Maisa, there was a story. Be'ima shel Yarmatya, the mother of Yarmatya, she'amar, she said, Mishkal biti alai, I'm going to give the weight of my daughter. Ve'olsi Yerushalayim, they went up to Yerushalayim. Ve'shakla mishkal azav, and they took her weight in gold. What did she say she's going to give it in? She didn't say. That's really Josh's question. Right? So, Mishkal Yadi Alai. If someone says, I'm going to give the weight of my hand. So Rashi says, Hayechu Shakel, however it weighs, Im Rotze Machbid Vim Rotze Mekel, if it's heavy or if it's light. So how do you measure the weight of your hand? So, what? No, don't chop it off. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Memale chav is mayim, fill up a barrel of water, umachnisa ad marfiko, and stick it in till your armpit. Stick your arm into the water till your armpit." So when I'm reading this, I thought, okay, so it's displacement. How much water goes out of the barrel? Right. Let's say 10 ounces go out of the barrel. So you have to give the weight of 10 ounces. 10 ounces of what? What?
That ends up being water. It doesn't work.
What do you mean it doesn't work?
If you put your hand inside the barrel, you displace 10 ounces of water.
Right.
10 ounces of water is not the same as 10 ounces of your arm.
Oh, so then, this is what? Vishokel, then you go get. Vishokel, mi basar chamor. They go get some donkey meat. Vatamos vigidin. Yeah, with veins and sinews, regular donkey meat. Vinosin latocha. Put that back into the barrel. Ahad until shetismali. Until the barrel refills. Okay? So Rashi says that donkey meat is very similar to human meat, I guess in terms of consistency and whatever, weight, consistency. So then when you put the donkey meat back into the barrel, till you raise the water back up, that amount of meat is the amount of weight comparable to your arm, and that's what you have to give. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. What? No, because you have to do that. So what are you doing 10 ounces for? Because you got to get the water out, because if you put the meat in without getting the water out, it'll overflow.
Right.
So you got to get the water out first. 10 ounces went out. Now I'm going to refill meat, the equivalent of 10 ounces, till the water gets filled back up.
Or 10 ounces is the volume of donkey meat, but we don't know the weight until you put it in the water.
Exactly. The volume, not the weight. Exactly. So that's what the donkey meat's doing here. Why donkey meat? Rashi says, because it looks like regular meat. Fine. It looks like human meat. Amar Vyosi. So Vyosi says, V'chi eich efshar l'chavein basar keneged basar v'atzamos keneged atzamos. It's not a fair comparison, because your arm has different bones and veins than a donkey's meat, some random donkey meat. Right? That's not the same thing. Ella, rather, shamar es hayad kama haya roya lishakel. You measure around how much that hand should weigh. What does that mean? The Gemara will elaborate on that a little bit. Okay?
Sure.
My, what does it mean?
Does someone say a donkey rather than a kosher animal?
Why would that make a difference?
Yes, Rashi says, Mishkal basar chamar ki mishkal basar adam. Right? It's the same, it's very similar.
Okay.
How Rashi knew that, I don't know. Why, the Mishnah says it. The Mishnah says, why does it mean donkey meat and pulling some random donkey meat? I guess it has similarities. Okay. Mayim kesef kesef im zomzav. What does it mean if he said if gold, silver, silver, and gold, gold? Am of Yehuda. The answer is, it's really Josh's question. It's obvious, right? If I said I'm going to give the weight in gold, he gives the weight in gold. The answer is, Am of Yehuda, piresh kesef kesef. If you said I'm going to give kesef, you have to give kesef. If you said I'm going to give gold, silver, you have to give silver. Gold, gold, silver, silver. So pshita, that's obvious. Ahakamashmal, here's the chiddush. Taima de piresh. That's because you said it. What about halo piresh? What if you didn't say anything? I'm going to give my weight of my arm. But you didn't say what? Halo piresh, you didn't say what? So patar nafshe b'chaldehu. You know what? You can give anything you want. Any item in the world you can give. Birachava, dama rachava, ba'asra de takli kufra. You want to give pitch? Like tar, patanafshe afilu b'kufra. You can even give tar. So pshita, that's also pashit. Because why can't I give anything? I didn't say anything. So lo tzmicha, the answer is the ikka the takel. First there's weight, the ikka the kail, and some things are measured in volume. Some are measured in weight, some are measured in volume. What's the difference between weight and volume? You know. What's the difference between weight and volume?
One's an
area, or one's an actual mass.
Right?
One's mass.
What does that mean? Give me an example.
Like a balloon takes up a lot of volume. It doesn't have a lot of weight.
Uh-huh.
Whereas if you have a bowling ball that size, that's...
Uh-huh, I see. So you can give it in weight, you can give it in volume. Ma'adatema, I would have thought, given the kulu lo takli, since not everything can be given in weight, then lo, right? Not everything is measured in weight, then you can't give them, this donation doesn't apply. Kamashlan, yes, it does apply. Okay.
I don't understand how we're seeing anything from the fact that you said if you give it in silver, you can give silver. If you give it...
The implication is, if you didn't say anything, you can give whatever you want. You can give potatoes. As a matter of fact, we'll have it in a minute. You can give onions. You can give a pound of onions. My arm weighed a pound, I give a pound of onions. I give a pound of gold. I can give a pound of feathers, I can give a pound of onions, I can give a pound of potatoes, I can give a pound of soup plates. Whatever I want.
That's what
you learn out because it says gold and silver, right. Mm-hmm. A little bit we're not finished with that, with your question. You're going to come up in another minute. Amar of Papa, Basa de Takli Shimki, in a place where they would give onions, Pater Nafshe Afilu Bishimki, can even give onions. So again, Pshita. Lo Tzricha, the Basa de Shakli, Shadu Tre Utlasa. This was a place where you'd buy a measure of onions, a bag of onions, they would throw in two or three for free. Maybe two or three are no good, so they'd give you two or three extra ones. People do that even today. Right? They give you another two or three extra ones. Ma'adatim, I would have thought, so batal Torah's mishkal, so if they're doing that, there's no weight. I want a pound of onions. Boy, I walk in and give me a pound of onions, and he throws in two or three more for free. So I would have thought, then the whole thing is not a pound anymore. So the whole weight is not really true. Kama shalom, it is true. Just because they can throw in two or three more, it doesn't undo it. Now this is, I think, the real answer to Josh's question. Then we brought a story of the Mishnah. Maisa be'imeshal yamatia. So Maisa Lister, the story contradicts the previous line. The Mishnah said, if somebody donates erech value of their arm in gold and gold and silver and silver. This woman comes, she donates the value of her daughter's arm. Shouldn't say what she's paying it in. She has to give gold. Where'd that come from? Where'd go buy gold? Rashi says, "Katani reisha im kesef kesef v'ukimna dekaasa hashminan dim lo pireish." But if you don't say anything, then pater nafshe b'choldu. You can give whatever you want. She walks in and they go give gold. It contradicts what we said. We said from the fact that the Mishnah says silver, silver, gold, gold, and if you don't say anything, the implication is you can give whatever you want. Right? Then it says that she came in and they made her give gold.
She was a wealthy woman.
Oh, So that's the answer. Chasuri mechzera. So the mission is missing words. V'achi ketani. Here's what it has to say. V'im adam chashivu. And if you're a big somebody, afal gav, the low pirish, even if you don't specify, lefi kvodo amrinan, you said it goes by your stature. So someone of your stature is not giving onions. And then you don't behave that. You don't act like that. You don't work in that circle, right? But yeah, there's a story like that. Bima shor yamatia sharma mishkal biti alai. I'm giving the weight of my daughter. Va'alti the Yerushalayim v'shak lua v'nasa the mishkal azav. She had to give gold. Why? She was a fancy person. Okay. Get on tight. So had the footnote says who she was. The article has a thing on who she was also. What?
Prominent woman, they don't say.
Oh, so it says a prominent woman? Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know who she was. She must have been somebody. She got her name into the Mishnayot. That's a big feat. Wow. Not everyone pulled that off, that stunt. What?
You're going to
work. In Mishnayot? Maybe.
I don't know.
It's rare. It happens. Is Ben Jusoy in Mishnayos?
How should we go up to give a carbon the same way if he wasn't Jewish?
No. Right. No, I don't think so either. Okay, Amar Yehuda. Ha'omer komasi alai. If someone says, I'm going to give my uprightness. I don't know how else to translate that. My stature, my height. So nosing sharp, but you ain't no nikvaf. You have to give a stick that's strong enough that it won't bend.
Be upright.
Yeah. Right? So not like a lulav, which bends. It's got to be stronger than that.
Right.
Male komasi, olai. If you said male komasi, you added the word male. So no sin sharpet hanichfaf. You can give a stick that bends. What's male komasi? What do you add different? Not much. Right? So meisei, 1 minute. So we have a brisa that says komasi olai. If you said I'm going to give my stature. Or Malei komasi olai, or I said the word malei komasi olai. No sin sharbet, you ain't nichvav. In both cases, you have to give a stick that doesn't bend. So what's the story with the malei komasi? So hahu the amar that brisa that said that if you give malei komasi, you can give a. If you said the word malei, then you can give a bendable stick. That's Rabbi Akiva. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. The dayik lishna yisera. Why did you say the extra word mole? What's the extra word mole? What's the difference between mole nichvav or nichvav? Obviously, the word mole, according to Rabbi Akiva, you added something. Otherwise, why would you say that word for nothing reason? No reason. Obviously, it's something different. What's the difference? Oh, here it could bend. How do you know that Rabbi Akiva holds that? You understand what Rabbi Akiva is saying? Since you said an extra word, obviously you meant to change something. Otherwise, you would just want to say the same word. Komaso. No, he said mole komaso. Says Rabbi Akiva, that's what it must mean, that a stick that bends. Okay? Not so strong that it can't bend. It could bend. Must mean that when you say the word mole. People are like confused. Make sense?
They're not confused. Just to know what's the point.
I don't understand why that necessarily means your height, but maybe how fat you are.
We're going to get to the fat in a minute. But what does komaso mean? Komaso. My height.
It's height.
So the word means. What's mole komaso? What's mole komaso?
Full height.
Says Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't really change anything.
No.
So why did you say it then? People don't say things for no reason. You must have meant to change something by adding that extra word. What did you change? Oh, the stick here could be bendable. That's what you must have meant.
You're not giving a staff.
So,
you're
giving the value of a staff. But by no, saying...
That's not what it's for. It's a measuring stick.
What?
It's a measuring stick.
I know, but you said I'm going to give my value.
Correct. The value of whatever that measuring, that height is. I don't know what that means. It has to be some sort of purpose in it. Now, the reason why
it
has
to correlate.
No, I don't think so.
The thing's going to have to correlate the weight. You don't give height, you give weight.
That doesn't make any sense either.
Huh?
What's the weight of a stick? How big is a stick?
Question's on the stick.
It's a rod of wood that's tall enough and thick enough that it won't bend.
Why don't you say you put them on a scale and finish?
No, it's not. I don't know.
Now you know the weight.
I thought it was you're giving a stick, the value of a stick that's big. Big enough, tall enough, and thick enough that it won't bend.
Yeah, but that's not a measurement.
What are you doing with that?
How big is that?
Whatever it is.
A piece of lumber. I give you a stick this thin, that's solid, and do the same thing as a big trunk this big.
It also has to be as thin as possible that it won't bend.
How How do you know that?
Because that's what komaso means.
It just means a height.
Right, right. And it can't bend. Molin komaso means oh, it can bend. It can be even thinner. So it can bend. How do you know that? Because he said the extra word molin. So, why? He's dying in listening to Yisera. The fact he said an extra word. Did not. Because you have a Bryce, a mission that says like this. If I sell you a house, right? I sell you a house. So ditnan. Lois habar, vlois hadus. It doesn't include, if I sell you a, it doesn't include the well. I sell you a house, the house doesn't include the well. Why? The well is not the house.
Right?
Doesn't include the well. Vlois habar, vlois hadus. It doesn't include the well, the other kind of well. If I write a very vague contract with you, I am selling you my house. Does it include the well? No. Afalpi, even though shekasav umko veroma, I wrote, I'm giving you the depth and the breadth of the property, it doesn't include the well. Not only that, so who owns the well? The seller.
Right.
The seller owns the well, because he never sold it. Not only that, v'tarach likachlo derech divir Rabbi Akiva. Not only that, Rabbi Akiva says, now I live next door, I own two houses. I sell one house to you. Does it include the well? No. Does not include the well. Does it include a path to get to the well? How am I getting to the well? You own the whole property. How am I getting to my well on your property? Says Rabbi Akiva, I have to buy a path back from you.
Okay.
I'm the seller. The seller has to go ahead and buy a path back. Why? To get to my well. How am I going to get there? It didn't include a path to get there. Amazing thing. Right? Rashi says, Mocher, the mocher, the seller, v'tzarech mocher likach lo derech, the seller has to buy a path, min alokeach, from the buyer. Leilech ba, to get there. Lo sabar v'dus, right? Sharei kol karko machalo. I sold you the whole property. V'lo shayer, I didn't leave over anything over. Disvirulei, because he holds, Rabbi Kiva holds, mocher, ba'ayin yafa mocher. When you sell a property, you sell it ba'ayin yafa, in a very broad way. So I said, the property, I meant the whole property, not the well. That doesn't count. What about a path to get to the well? I also did that. No, not that either. I'm going to buy one back now from you. Right? What does that have to do with the sticks? We'll get there in a second. Right? The Chacham said, no, you don't have to buy a path back for yourself. It's ridiculous. Rashi says, the mocher, but I in raw mocher. When I sold you the property, I sold it in a stingy, of course I left a path for myself. I live next door. I'm not going to have a way to get to the well. It's ridiculous. Right? V'derech shirlo. So when I sold you the property, I left over a path for myself, not included in the sale. That's crazy. So Rabbi Akiva says, it's not crazy.
What, he sold the well or the way to get to the well? If he sold him the well, then what is the owner doesn't have any shaykes to the well anymore. He sold three.
No, I don't. Yeah. Me and you. I sell you the property.
Sell right? The well.
No, the house, the property.
Yeah, okay.
Do I sell you the well?
No.
No, belongs to me. Right. How am I getting to my well? With a helicopter. The answer is, do I have a path? So did I sell you the path? Did I leave over a path for myself?
No.
Rabbi Akiva says, no, I didn't. Why? I sold it to you. Oh, I'm such a generous person. Now I need a path. I have to go buy it back from you.
Right.
Chacham said, no, you stingy guy. You didn't sell the path. You kept it for yourself. Okay. Now, Umod Rabbi Akiva would agree, Bizman she'amalo chutz me'elu, but if I said the words chutz me'elu, then I don't have to buy a path from you. Why? Because the bar and the dus are not included anyway in the contract.
Right.
They're already excluded. So when I say chutz me'elu, what am I adding? What am I saying already different? Ah, I must be, I'm not, Rabbi Kiva holds, you don't say things for no reason. So I must be adding on the path. That's what Rashi says. Next Rashi, Bizman she'amar mochel lokeach bayis, ani mochel lach chutz me'elu bor v'dus, except for the bor v'dus. You don't have to leave over a path for yourself. Why not? Because obviously by saying the extra words, chutz me'elu, you're including that already. Alma, what do you see? Kiven de lo tzarech, since it's not necessary, v'ka'amar, and you said it anyway, v'tefuya milsa kasi. You said it just to add something. The rest says Rashi. L'parushe, d'hamistam enami, ein bor v'dus b'chal habayis. You didn't have to say it, because Mistama did not include it anyway, a well. A well is not a house. Upiresh vaday latfuye milsa kamar. So you said it over, why'd you say that? To give yourself more rights. Right? Lahodio shashir la'atzmo, to let you know that you left it over for yourself. Hachanami, so too by the stick. Kivan de komasi mashma. Gnami gavoa. The word komaso, mashma, your height. So komasi, right? The kamar mole, he added the word mole. Mole komasi, what's mole? The whole alma, lutifuye milsa asa, it comes to add something. Ulhodiash ein daito ela lamidas hagova. It's only your height and not with a non-bendable stick. Okay. Gemara says, Hachanami, kivan de lo tzarech v'kamar, since you didn't need to say it, you said it, lutfuye milsa kasi, you come to increase for yourself. Yiboyelahu, ashayla, omdai mahu, my standing upness, whatever that means.
Height.
My height. You just said height. Rechavo mahu, my width. Yeshivasa mahu, my sitting down. Ovyo mahu, my thickness. Hekefo mahu, my circumference. All those things. Teku, we don't even know what you meant. Okay? Next. Mishkal yadi alai.
What happens then?
What? What happens? I don't know. Tosa says the whole thing over here. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Mishkal yadi, mishkal ragli alai. If someone says, I'll give the weight of my arm, I'll give the weight of my leg. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mevi chavis, you bring a barrel, umamali mayim, fill it with water, umachnas biyad, you put it in your hand, ad ha'atzel, until your armpit, viregel and yiregel, ad harkuva, until your arkuva. What's an arkuva? A knee, until your knee. Vishokel, and you do the same thing. How much water goes out of the barrel? Then vishokel basar chamor, take donkey meat, gidin vatsamos, venosin l'tocha, answer this mali. Put it back in until you fill up the barrel again, and that whatever that meat weighs, that's what you promised to give. Afal pishen ma'iladavar, even though there's no riot for this, we don't have a proof that basar chamor and basar of a human are the same. Zecheladavar. Shenemar, it says, Asher basar chamorim bisaram. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel that somehow compares donkey meat to human meat. Okay, fine. Now, Amalei of Yosef, Yosef says the same thing he says in the Mishnah. Ha'ech efshel lechavein basar keneged basar v'gidin keneged gidin atzamos keneged atzamos. How can you compare donkey meat to your meat? It doesn't make sense. Ela Amalei of Yehuda, omdin, you do your best. You do your best. Even Rabbi Yehuda says, omdin. What does omdin mean? You estimate. You do your best. It's true. You take a person's arm, right, from their armpit to their fingers. What's in there? It's bones, veins, different things. And you take the same size meat of a donkey, different bones content, different venues and sinews, veins and sinews, not 100% the same. So it's really omdin, so you do it anyway, but do your best. Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, so Rabbi Yossi, ad she omdin, yimodu esayad. So if you're just estimating, so estimate without weighing it. What do you have to weigh the donkey meat for? So estimate it. So Rabbi Huda, b'mad efshar avdinan. Whatever I can do, I can do. So I'll do my best, I'll weigh, I'll get a closer figure. Am I going to be accurate? No. You can't be accurate, because it's not the same. It's not a person. You can't be accurate. You do your best. Now, we said in the Mishnah, we said in this Braisa, that when you measure the arm, your arm goes to the armpit.
Right.
And really it says your yad. A yad is a hand. Your hand goes to your armpit. And when it says foot, your foot goes to your knee. So we're going to bring all these cases now where hand doesn't mean your armpit. And foot doesn't mean above the ankle. Those are the questions the Gemara is going to ask right now.
I don't understand. I'm already loved to make sort of standard rules. So I don't understand why they can't say, you know, 1 cubic foot of water weighs so much in human flesh.
Because people are different.
But
I don't weigh the same as you.
Yeah, but if you use a donkey every time,
That's exactly Rabbi Yossi's point. That's exactly his point. What are you doing? So Rabbi Yehuda answered back, you're right. It's not accurate, but it's better than nothing.
Right, okay.
That's all.
By the way, we said, I think it was Tosfos says, but we know it's a little more.
Right.
He said that that's not good because...
Tosfos said it was good.
Tosfos was what we said, but we really didn't say right. That's a good shita
right.
Or a good svara. Here you do. We're saying, oh, so it seems like sometimes we say, well, approximate is okay.
Right.
You say,
it's true. Is not so good. It's true. This is a very strange thing. Who would say this? I'm giving the weight of my arm. It's a very strange thing to say. So now here we go. From Yehuda, oh, biyad ana otzel. So your head, yad is a hand. And you said your hand until your armpit? Verminhi. One second. Kidei shadayim v'raglayim v'mikdash. When the kahanim would wash their hands and feet in the base of mikdash, ad haperek. They would wash till the wrist. Till the wrist. What are you sticking your arm in till the armpit? That's not your hand anymore. To the wrist. So the Gemara says it like this. Doraisa ad haperek. It's true. When you have to wash your hands in the base of mikdash, it was a doraisa washing of hands. It's till your wrist. But b'nedarim halach achar lasha b'nei adam. When it comes to nedarim, that goes to what people think, what people say. So when the guy said his hand, he meant his arm. So therefore, this is a neder, he meant his arm, it goes till his arm. Correct. Now, the doraisa ad haperek, is that even true that doraisa goes to your wrist? One second. Don't we do this every day? Hagabe tefillin, when it comes to tefillin, dichtiv it says, yadcha, you put it on your hand, vitanya, debe menashe, yadcha, zuki barath. It's your muscle. Right? Which is way above your hand, above your wrist. It's above your elbow. Right? Nobody puts tefillin on their hand. You put it on your muscle, next to your heart. Right? So the Gemara says, you're right. Doraisa kiboras kula. You're right. Midoraisa, it even includes your yad, even includes your kiboras. Right? So then, binadarim, hachalach achar, lashem b'nei adam. So, and when it comes to the darim, it goes even further than your muscle, even to your armpit. And what about washing hands in the base of mikdash? Nobody washed till their muscle. That's a different story. Kiddush daim v'raglayim, b'mitash l'chazak emirila, halachal moshe misinai. That's all. Very good. Okay? Now the regel. There are two cases of regel in the Torah that have to do with regel. One is chalitza, and the other one is being ola regel. Right? So here we go. So beregel ad harakuva, you said that the regel goes up to the knee? V'raminu, one second. Raglayim, it says that you have to, I'm sorry, that's not right, that word is not raglayim.
Regalim.
When it comes to the regalim, you have to be ola regel. What's ola regel? Go up with your feet.
Right.
So if a guy doesn't have feet, so he can go in a wagon, he's potter from ola regel, doesn't have feet.
Right.
So it says regalim, pratla bale kabin. The guy doesn't have feet. What does he have? He has a stump instead. If you have a stump, you potter from ola regel. Why? Because it says ola regel. It doesn't say ola li Yerushalayim, it says ola regel. If you don't have feet, you potter. I go in a car, doesn't make a difference, you still potter. What's that mean? Bali kabin. The guy has a stump over by his feet. So Rashi says, pratla gali bali kabin, misha nechtach raglo, beperek rishon, samach l'shoko. So that means a knee, an ankle. He's missing a leg, perek rishon, the first joint, samach l'shoko, next to his thigh. The shok is a thigh?
Yeah.
Or a shok is a...
No, thigh.
I'm not sure what a shok is. One second. V'choke kav, he hollows out a stump. Mikabel kisisin, to accept some, I don't know. V'nosein shoko lesocho, you put your body in there, your shok in there. Shepata minaria de ain lo regal. You're pata from ria because you don't have a regal. You don't have a regal, you have a stump. Alma, what do you see? Lo mikri regal, ela ad perek aleph, shikar and kabila. I think it means the ankle. Right? That's where you don't have a leg. Not the leg means, the regal means, till the ankle. Higher than that, not a regal anymore. Am I right? Did I say that right? I did?
But this
say
shok, that's weird. Shok is not a regal.
It's a machlok is what it means.
Exactly.
I think echul means...
We don't know what it means. We don't know what it means. That's the whole stocking shiloh.
Exactly.
Huh?
Yeah. If shok means below the knee, or above the knee.
Correct.
The machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish.
Exactly.
And the Chazanish is Mekel. Yes. The Chazanish says it means above the knee, which is why you don't have to cover you below the knee. The Mishnah Berurah says it should be Machmer. So it's a machlokas. That the whole controversy what the word choke means. No one knows what it means. They bring riots from animals, they bring riots from Kurbanos, all these riots back and forth. So in the modern day postcum, that's how I don't translate, I don't know what it means. That's machlokas what it means. So that's why I'm not sure what joint we're talking about. Is it the ankle or the knee?
Right.
So I think, otherwise, if it's the knee, it's not a kasha, because we said the knee. We said you stick your leg in till the knee, and then whatever water comes out. If it's till the ankle, it's a lot less water's coming out, right? So I think the question is, when it comes to Ole Regel, it's only up to the knee. Up to the ankle. So the Gemara has the same answer. Whenever it comes to the Darim, it goes to what people think, and people think it means up to the knee. And B'daraisa, Pratla Balei Kavan. When it comes to Daraisa, it excludes only those people. V'agavi Chalitza, one second, what about Chalitza? Dechziv, it says, Raglo, you take off the shoe from his foot. V'tanya, we learned. Chalitza min ha'arakuba ulamata. If you remove a shoe from the arkuba and lamata, what's arkuba? The knee. Chalitza so kshira. The chalitza is good, right? What?
Where else does a shoe go?
So now it's a kasha. Here we say even if you're missing a leg above the knee, above the ankle, up to the knee, that's still called a regel. You do chalitza on that. So why is that guy punter from Ola Regel? Mm-hmm. You hear the question? If you're missing an ankle, but you have still up to the knee, you chayiv in chalitza? Yes.
Yeah.
Why? That's a regel. So how come by Ola Regel, it's not a regel anymore? Only the cutoff was the ankle? How come by chalitza, the cutoff is the knee? So, shani hasam, chalitza is different. The Amar Kra, me'al raglo, above the knee. It says me'al raglo. So it means above the foot, up to the knee. Ihachi lamala me'akuba nami. So then above the knee also. Guys, even missing an even above the knee also should be good chalitza. No. Me'al, v'lo me'al de me'al. Only one level above, not more than that. So the natural stopping point is the ankle. But by chalitza it says me'al. So it goes up to the next joint, which is the knee. No, not more than that. Amar of Papa, Shema Minos, we see from here, Hai istivira, your ankle, ad ara nachis, rests on the ground. I'm not sure what that means. Right? Disal gadaitach mifsak, because if you tell me there's some kind of something in the way, pasik, havale istavira me'al, then if that were the case, the avira, the ankle would be me'al, v'shok me'al de me'al, and the shok would be me'al de me'al. Right? If that would be the case, then chalitza would be no good. And we know chalitza on the shok is good. So Rashi Amar, and Afil tells me, it's like Pasuk, you could even say that, called Bahade Kara, Kakara Dami. Whatever's part of the, above the ankle is also still called Regal. Okay, fine. Okay? Next Mishnah. What? You don't have to go. You don't have a regal.
They actually walk?
No. You don't have to walk. You can take a carriage. But the point is you have to have regal. Because why? Because the Torah calls it Ole Regal. It doesn't call it Ole the mitzvah. Okay.
A regal is one, not two.
No, it says regalim. So, now, Dimei Yad Olai, if someone says, Dimei Yad, the value of my hand I'll donate that. The value of my hand. Shosamanoso. So we evaluate him. Kamahu shavu biyad. How much he's worth with a hand. Ubalo yad, or without a hand. Very simple.
This seems to be the opposite of what we just said.
Zechomer b'nedar mibe'erichin. This is an indication where nedarim is different than erichin. Erichin is also neder. Erichin set value. So if someone said, I'm going to give the erich of my yad, what does that mean? Here we say, no. So yeah, we measure it with water and donkey meat. Here, no. What's a guy worth with a hand or without a hand? And you give the difference. Right? I'm sorry, I said something wrong. The not the displacement meat. No, forget the meat, with the donkey meat. No, Rashi says, what?
The slave market?
No. If you say I'm going to give the erech value of my hand, you didn't say anything. It's nothing. Why? Because you don't need a hand to live. If you said I'm going to give the erech value of my heart, then it's your whole body. But by Nadarm, we don't say that. You give the value of your hand, so what's the value of your hand? What's a guy worth in the slave market with a hand without a hand? Rashi says, "Dilu amar be'erichin erich yadi alai erich ragli alai lo amar klum." El im kain amar davar shana neshama tulu yibo. Unless he says something that the neshama you can't live without it, so you can live without a hand.
So what did we just say in the case before where we have to displace the water?
That's where you said a different thing. That's where you said I'm giving my weight of my hand. Hey, he said I'm giving the value of my hand. I'm giving the value of my hand. So Hechish ma'inle. How do you evaluate that? What a guy's worth with a hand and without a hand. So Amar Rava, Omdinoso omed shel lezakin. We do the same thing we do when you mazik somebody. When you're mazik somebody, you chop off someone's hand. They're evil person. So how much you have to pay the guy? Well, what was he worth before? What was he worth now? The same thing, right? Rashi says, Kemosha omdin adam shekitia lo yad chavero yad. Just like you have to evaluate somebody when someone chops off his friend's hand. Shamanosoke evadim kal bashuk. You value how much is it worth in the street, in the shuk. Kamu hayafa kodam lachain. Kamu yafa achshav. How much would someone have bought him yesterday when he had two hands? And what's his price now? He only has one hand. That's what you have to pay. Okay? That's what the Gemara and Bava Kama says. Right? Same thing over here. Someone says, I'm going to give the value of my hand. Right? So listen to this Gemara. Amalei Abaya, me dummy. You can't compare. Hassam, over there, Gavrazilahu. The guy already lost his hand. So he shows up to the slave market, and he's missing a hand. So he's missing a hand. Why? Because you cut it off. So he's missing a hand. How much is this guy going to get on the slave market? The point is, he's already damaged. I'm not sure what this means. He's already damaged. He's already damaged. Showing up at the market already damaged. Right away, we'll save this guy for last. He's damaged. Who wants to buy this guy? Here, you're not damaged. You promised to give the value of your hand. So what are we supposed to do? Imagine you're damaged, but you're not damaged.
I don't know.
Amar Abaya, me dummy. Hasam, over there, Gavra Zilahu. He's already damaged. Hacha, but over here, Gavra Shabiyahu. He's a good guy. He's a Shabiyah. He's worth everything. Nothing changed. So Rashi says, Hasam Gavra Zilahu. Shekfar Nata Yado. His hand's already cut off. Vafilu Tchilas Damav Shaomdin Ata Kamahayafa Kadam Lachain Ein Nishumin Ela Bezol. He's already much more reduced. Shahari Rowan Oso Mazalzel. Because whoever looks at him is makes fun of him and right. Belittles him. And this guy's already a cripple. He's damaged.
So therefore, that's the answer. You just take one, the fallen person. You take the damaged person. You deduct it, and you have the answer.
So I think what Abai is saying is that when it comes to Mazik, you've already damaged him. So like it's so much more damage, so much more of a reduction in price. Because anybody who looks at this guy sees the damaged goods.
But there's no other way. There's no other baseline.
So that's not a fair baseline. Here that's not the case. Hey, you gotta give the value of my hand. So why should I get that Nebuch reduction when I say I'm gonna give the value of my hand? When it comes to slate, when you chop off someone's hand and now we sold on the market and there's so much worth less. Maybe what I think maybe he's saying is he's worth less, even though he's not worth that much less in terms of actual work products.
But it doesn't work that way. So
therefore, when it comes to damages, you got to pay that. He's worth X. Now that he has a hand, missing a hand, he shows up at the slave market, he's worth Y. But because he looks so bad, they're only going to pay Z. So there's a much more bigger reduction. There's a much bigger reduction because he looks so bad.
Are they paying for the value of his work or his workability or not?
When it comes to a mazik, yes. When it comes to here, all you said was, I'm giving the value of my hand. So why should the Nebuch factor be taken into consideration? Why? When it comes to Mazik, yes, you damaged him. Look what you did to him. You reduced him to nothing. You have to pay for that. Here, why should I pay for that? I said, I'm going to give the value of my hand.
Because the value of your hand includes your Nebuch factor.
No, that's exactly what Abaya is saying. Why should it include that?
Because it does.
But why? Why? But why? You have the question? Why?
Yeah, I asked the question, but how else would you figure that out?
Oh, so Amar Abaya, Omdin. Here's a different way. Kama adam roto litain be'evet ha'osei malacha b'yando achat lo'osei b'shteyadav. How much would you pay for an Evid with one hand and an Evid with two hands?
Right. Isn't that what we
just said? That's the same thing.
So, one second. Yodav achas ma'aniyah. Where'd the other hand go? So where's the other hand, according to Abaya? Idach psika, it's not here. It's a ha'ayinu achas. Exact same case. You didn't change anything, Abaya. You didn't change anything. Right? Ela yodo mechusevis liyodo rishon. You know what the answer is? No, you have two hands. But this hand's owned by someone else. So you come to the slave market, so I have two hands. But this hand all belongs to him. So you can't use that hand. I have two hands. There's no Nebuch factor because I have two hands. But one hand I can't use for you. One hand belongs to someone else. So how much can I use? My other hand. My other hand's around. I can do all lift everything, slap everything for you with my other hand. So there's no Nebuch factor.
And
whatever somebody will pay the difference.
Halakhically,
yes. That That is the value of your hand.
That makes even less sense. Yeah,
right.
You hear? Now,
but I can stand around and not use his hand because.
Correct. Boy Rava, Amduhu Omeid Shal Nezikin. If somebody said, I'll give the value of Nezikin, the Amar Deme Olai, and then he said after that, Deme Olai, I'm going to give the value of myself. Now, what's the story with that? Me Amri Nandu, we say, Hai Umdunu Chad Zimna, so we're going to evaluate him ready for the Mazikin. Right? What? They evaluated him already. Somebody masked him, and they evaluated him already. And now he said, "I'll give the value of my hand." So do you have to give him another evaluation? We just did it already, right? Odilma shiny umdana debe ashara be umdana debe tlasa. There's a difference between an umdana of 10. When you donate to the Beis Hamikdash, they estimate you with 10 people. When you're a mazik, they do 3 people. The best enough 3 people. Here they're doing 10. So it's a whole different cheshbon. Tosfos asks, how could you have a bezdin of 10? How could you have a bezdin of an even number? How could you have an even number? How could you have an even number? So Tosfos doesn't answer the question. Tosfos leaves it, but sorry, how do you have an even number of people on a bezdin? It's a crazy bezdin. How do you have an even number of people? So there's a bunch of answers. One of the answers, fascinating answers. Some says, well, one of the 10 is the Kohen. There's a Kohen who's one of the 10. Whichever side, if it's 5 and 5, whichever side he's on is the winner. Whichever side he's on is the winner.
Talk about a fix.
What?
So what is the Kohen yet?
Because he does it all day long, evaluating things people donate. So he has a bigger expertise than you. That's one answer. Other answer is, you only say you need a bezdin shuckle, you have to have an uneven bezdin, when you'll follow the rove.
Okay.
Here, you're not following the rove.
Because you have a Kohen in the middle.
No. Because you have to have...
Up and take the number that...
Exactly. Just make a number. You have 10 people sitting around. How much is that chair worth? You got 10 people to decide how much that chair is worth. So pick a number. Not only rove. So if you don't need rove, you don't need an odd number. Interesting, right? So that's the Gemara's question. Imtim Talomar, shiny umdud... Okay, you know what? We'll stop here because it keeps on going. Imtim Talomar. Keeps on going. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow right over here. Everybody have a very good day.